some narcissists and toxic people actually like to be left by themselves, and they actually hate the fact that they need people. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode, y'all, we're talking about that, talking about just that, y'all, how some narcissists would actually like to be alone, but they can't. They would like to be alone, but they can't be alone. They hate the fact that they need people, you know? And you hear them say this sometimes, y'all. Some narcissists will tell you out, will literally open their mouths and tell you up front, just, hey, I wish I could be just left by myself. I wish I could be alone. I wish I would, if I could, I would just move to the middle of nowhere and not have to deal with people, you know?
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The fact that you want to be alone in the middle of nowhere by yourself does not mean that you're a narcissist. Because I know people are going to say, well, Lee, that's how I feel sometimes. I want to be left alone too. Y'all, that does not make you a narcissist. I said some narcissistic people like this. Some narcissists want to be left by themselves, but they hate needing people. Do you need people to validate your existence? Do you need people? Do you seek people and use people to serve purposes in your life? Do you seek people out with the intent on getting those people to serve you or use them for something in your life? That's where the differential comes in there, right there. That's the difference. Intent matters. You know, I'm intentional. Like, that's what a lot of people don't understand, that space right there. It was like the intent behind the actions absolutely matters. What is the intent here? What is your intentions with this space right here? Like, some narcissists like want to be left alone because they don't feel like they fit into society. Like, this is a lot of my mindset as well. Like, for a long time growing up, I felt like an alien. I felt like I was out of place everywhere I went. Even if I was in a big crowd of people, like, I always felt like I was by myself. If y'all ever seen the movie, Unbreakable, where Bruce Willis, where he went out into, or just any movie, if you've seen any movie where they all like set a camera up in New York City and everybody else is moving around and there's that one person that's standing still, that's how I felt. I feel like the world would be moving around me and everybody else is just, I'd just be standing still. Like, I stood out. I felt like I just didn't fit into society. I wanted to be by myself, but I needed people, and I hated that. I hate the fact that I need people. I hate it. You know, that's why you get a lot of narcissists, y'all, who don't want to be, who cannot stand to be by themselves. They don't want to be with you. They don't want to be with anybody, but they cannot be by themselves because when they are alone with their thoughts become their enemies. Their thoughts will attack them. Shame would come in. Like, if I don't get validation from someone else, then shame will attack me. And shame is a great provocation for narcissists and toxic people alike. Shame is a great provocation. Shame provokes narcissists, y'all. Shame provokes narcissists. It's like poking a narcissist. It absolutely is. That happens so much. And that's why I tell people, just like, some of them want to be by themselves. Absolutely, some of them absolutely want to be by themselves because it empowers them to be by themselves. Like they like it. It's like, well, I don't have to deal with anybody else. I can be by myself on this island. Yeah, they can be by themselves on a certain island and whatnot. But that's the space, y'all. That's the space a lot of narcissists that people face. They would love to be alone on a deserted island, but they'd be disconnected from everybody. And that's scary. And until a narcissist can sit by themselves and can stand to be by themselves, they won't get better. They won't. Yeah, because I've been, this is me, this is my personal, this is my personal perspective right here. Because I've been in psychotherapy for 6 years, right? The first 2.5 years I was in therapy, almost 3 years I was in therapy. Like, my wife still left. At the halfway point of my therapy, right? My wife still left. Because I wasn't getting any better, because I still felt like I needed people. Until I could sit, and she needed to leave, because her leaving actually gave me the time to sit by myself. Actually gave me the time to be by myself and sit by myself and sit in the shame of my house at nighttime by myself. And that's the point right there where I realized I can do this. I can get better because I can sit by myself in the shame. I can sit by myself in the darkness. I can sit by myself in the house all alone with nobody else talking to. I didn't hop on no dating apps. I didn't do anything. I didn't seek attention from anybody else. I deleted all my social media apps except for TikTok, because TikTok was where I was trying to build a platform for being funny. Not for narcissism content. My funny stuff is coming back here pretty soon, y'all. I'm going to just get my family more into that. But this is how...
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
But wait. There was a part of it right there, y'all. That's the part of the dynamic. That's a part of the space and the peace that a lot of us face right there. Absolutely true. It's absolutely a part of it. You know, you got to we have to figure it out. We have to get there. Like, the narcissist has to be okay with being by themselves, because on a deserted island by themselves, they're going to get tortured. They just are, y'all. That's part of it. On a deserted island by themselves, they're going to get tortured. And the person that is going to torture them, or the thing that is going to torture them, is themselves. Keep it real. Keep it high. The thing that is going to torture the narcissist on that deserted island is themselves. Because their thoughts will start to attack them. Their thoughts were just like, you're not doing anything. You're worthless. You're a bad person. Nobody needs you. Nobody wants you. You're alone on the deserted island and nobody even misses you. Nobody needs you. You could die on the deserted island and nobody would even know. You're pathetic. You're useless. That's what my mind is telling me, y'all, when I'm by myself. So I would love to be by myself, but I can't. I hate that I need people. And the fact that some narcissists hate that they need people, that's why they treat people badly. Like, I hate that I need you around me. I hate the fact that you are a requirement for my normalcy, for my thoughts to cool down. I hate the fact that I have to use you to be here. I hate the fact that you have to be here to do this for me. I hate it. It sucks. It stings, y'all. So they treat you badly because you are there. You are in their orbit. You are in this circle with them. You see how that works out? It is a mind game that we play. And me, because I'm so self-aware of my surroundings, I'm so self-aware of who I am and what I have going on, this just allows me a different type of introspection, because I understand it. And because I can understand it, I can deal with it on a higher frequency. You see what I'm saying? Because I understand it, I can deal with it on a way higher frequency than a lot of other people. Because a lot of people, y'all, be real, be realistic. A lot of people don't want to deal with it. A lot of people, it hurts to deal with. It sucks to deal with. I hate, like, the fact that I need people, but I hate people. Not hate people, but I hate to be around people. That sucks. You see what I'm saying? It is a wild process, because you've probably dealt with this before. This video might open your eyes up to why a narcissist, the person, treats you so badly, even though you haven't done anything to deal. You haven't done anything wrong. You know, they treat you badly, but they won't let you go. What kind of mindset is that? They treat you badly. They know they're treating you badly, but they won't let you go. Why? Because they think they own you. But why? Why do they need to own you? Why not let you go? Let you go be happy with somebody else. Because they need you. They need you. And this is not me. Yeah, because I say they need you, this is not me saying, and this because I say I need you, this is not me telling you go back to the person because they need you. Don't do that. If you're looking for a sign, this ain't it. Matter of fact, y'all, sidebar, somebody sent me an article on Quora the other day. Some woman like literally snatched my words from one of my videos and wrote it as like one of her like blog pieces. I was like, what the hell? Like literally word for word what I said in the video, she put it as one of her blogs. I was like, yikes. Somebody said it to me. It's like, Lee, didn't you say this in a video? It was literally word for word what I said in one of my videos about, if you're looking for a sign to go back to your narcissist, this is not it. This ain't it. I'm like, that's literally what I said. That's why she sent it to me. Well, I guess my words are helping you out. If you use my words as a blog, like, that's wild. That's wild. But yeah, that's part of it. So if you're looking for a sign to go back to your narcissistic relationship because they need you, this is not it. This ain't that sign. They need you to survive, but like Venus flytraps need insects and animals and little small creatures to survive too, right? They need them, but they drain their resources and they end up discarding their bodies later on. Like a Venus flytrap needs a fly, right? The flytrap, they need flies, but they trap flies. They drain flies of their internal resources and they discard the fly. Don't be the fly. Your narcissistic person is a Venus flytrap. Don't be the fly. And Lee, what'd you come up with that analogy? Yeah, I don't know how Venus flytrap TikTok videos got on my TikTok or my Facebook. I don't know how they got there, but they're there. And you just heard an analogy about Venus flytraps and narcissists being Venus flytraps, and you being a fly. You being a fruit fly. A fruit fly. Don't go back to the nectar because they'll trap you in, y'all. That's the space. And like I said, that is the space that a lot of narcissistic people deal with right there, y'all. It really is. And that's why I just tell people, like, the more you keep going back to this person, the more they just drain you of your resources. So just because they need you doesn't mean that you need them. Doesn't mean that you need to go back. Doesn't mean that you need to be back in this space with them. You don't need them. They need you. But because they need you, don't go back to them. Hope the base is, y'all. But yeah. Some narcissists do want to be by themselves, y'all. They just can't stand to be alone. They need other people. They hate it. And they hate it because they hate themselves, because they need other people. They take the hatred of themselves out on you. They need you. But because they need you doesn't mean that you need to go back to them. I'm going to say that again. Last time I said it. Just because they need you doesn't mean you need to go back to them. Anyways, y'all, be safe. Take care of yourself. Make sure you like and subscribe if you made it this far, y'all. Let's get this channel. Let's try to hit 400K this year. Please, please, please. Mental illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video, y'all. If you haven't already, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button so you don't miss any uploads. Turn on that notification bell as well. Thank you so much. See you later.